Just think customer complaints, for instance. So, remember once one of our customers found pieces of a pan in a load of gluten, and
How did that happen?
well,
Is the question he's
people used to
asking.
wear those little tacky pockets, or they carry pens and pencils in their breast
Plastic.
pocket, and I think someone just bent over and it fell in and was crushed along the way. And
After that, those were ruled contraband.
Well, we just had to decide.
My fancy pen or a
You
customer?
couldn't walk around with those things anymore.
No.
Yeah. Try another, well, not a crisis, but a challenge was trying to get people to wear hairnets, because we were a food manufacturer after all.
Nothing glamorous about those, but and I guess guys would have long hair too at times. Well, no matter what the length of hair, I guess you could have. And beards
Yes, there
too, yes.
were,
And
you know,
some
and
people have hairy
try and
beards.
get some people to wear those things. I
Anyway.
was involved in a sanitation committee, and things like that came up, and it was the committee's responsibility to try and figure out, how we were to get the message across. So we actually made a couple of videos.
Of what could happen.
Well, no, of the first one was just a day in the life of an operator, and started with him waking up in the morning to his alarm clock and having a shower, and going off to work in nice clean clothes and putting his nice clean uniform on, and, right down to washing his hands after he'd used the washroom.
Conveying the
Yeah,
idea that all these things should be happening.
So it was ahead of its time. It's like reality television.
It was fun making it.